Hi guys, a beautiful morning to you all. Today's Bible reading taken from 2 Kings 11 and 2 Kings 12. And our memory verse taken from 2 Kings 12, verse 2. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Let's take a few moments to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to be saying to us today.
When Athaliah, the mother of Uzziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Uzziah, took Joash, the son of Uzziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered. And they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah so that he was not killed. So he was eating with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the seventh year, Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds of the bodyguards and escorts and brought them into the house of the Lord to him. And he made a covenant with them and took an oath from them in the house of the Lord and showed them the king's son. Then he commanded them, saying, "This is what you shall do. One third of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall be keeping watch over the king's house. One third shall be at the gate of Sur, and one third at the gate behind the escorts. You shall keep the watch of the house, lest it be broken down. The two contingents of you who go off duty on the Sabbath shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord for the king. But you shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapon in his hand, and whoever comes within range, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king as he goes out and as he comes in." So the captains of the hundred did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. Each of them took his men who were to be on duty on the Sabbath with those who were going off duty on the Sabbath and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and shields which had belonged to King David that were in the temple of the Lord. Then the escorts stood, every man with his weapon in his hand, all around the king, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, by the altar and by the house. And he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. They made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king!" Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the escorts and the people, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by a pillar according to custom, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing, blowing trumpets. So Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, "Treason! Treason!" And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, "Take her outside, under guard, and slay with the sword whoever follows her." For the priest had said, "Do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord." So they seized her, and she went by the way of the horse's entrance into the king's house, and there she was killed. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They thoroughly broke it in pieces, its altars and its images, and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the bodyguards, the escorts, and all the people of the land, and they brought the king down from the house of the Lord and went by the way of the gate of the escorts to the king's house. Then he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword in the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he had become king. In this chapter, we see how Athaliah, the mother of a king, King Uzziah, she found out that her son was killed. And then the next thing she did was that she went to kill all of her grandchildren. And it surprised me, because is it not automatically supposed to be that, okay, you put your grandchildren in the place of kingship? But then this woman said no, she wanted to be queen. So she was queen mother, and she also reigned over the land. But then we see something noble that his sister did. His sister took one of the children that was an infant and went to hide this child For 7 good years, they kept that child a secret from Athaliah. And then, when it was time to bring out this child, the priest Jehoiada did something. He conspired with all the captains of the armies who took an oath with him that they would protect the king. And then there was this strategy he had. Protect on all sides. Protect at every gate. Don't ever leave this place unguarded. Don't ever leave the king unguarded. Something I learned from this chapter is that even after your breakthrough, keep praying. Even after you have succeeded, keep grinding. Even after your prayer has been answered, keep praying. Even when you have reached the goal, reach for another one. Keep going. Don't stop. There is no stopping. We move on to the next chapter. In the 7th year of Jehu, Jehoash became king and reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. And Jehoash said to the priest, "All the money of the dedicated gifts that are brought into the house of the Lord, each man's census money, each man's assessment money, and all the money that a man proposes in his heart to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priest take it themselves, each from his constituency, and let them repair the damages of the temple wherever any dilapidation is found." Now it was so, by the 23rd year of King Jehoash, that the priest had not repaired the damages of the temple. So King Jehoash called Jehoiada the priest and the other priest and said to them, "Why have you not repaired the damages of the temple? Now therefore, do not take any more money from your constituency, but deliver it for repairing the damages of the temple." And the priests agreed that they would neither receive more money from the people nor repair the damages of the temple. Then Jehoiada the priest took a chest, burned a hole in its lid, and set it beside the altar on the right side as one comes into the house of the Lord. And the priest who kept the door put there all the money brought into the house of the Lord. So it was, whenever they saw what was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up and put it in bags and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. Then they gave the money which had been apportioned into the hands of those who did the work, who had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they paid it out to the carpenters and builders who worked on the house of the Lord, and to the masons, stone cutters, and for buying timber and hewn stones to repair the damage of the house of the Lord, and for all that was paid out to repair the temple. However, there was not made for the house of the Lord basins of silver, trimmers, sprinkling bowls, trumpets, any article of gold or article of silver from the money brought into the house of the Lord. But they gave that to the workmen, and they repaired the house of the Lord with it. Moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to pay the workmen, for they dealt faithfully. The money from the trespass offering and the money from the sin offering was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priests. Azael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath and took it. Then Azael set his face to go up to Jerusalem, and Jehoash, king of Judah, took all the sacred things that his father Jehoshaphat and Jeroham and Uzziah, kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own sacred things and all the gold found in the treasures of the house of the Lord and in the king's house, and sent them to Uzziah, king of Syria. Then he went away from Jerusalem. Now the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and formed a conspiracy and killed Joash in the house of the Millo, which goes down to Celia. For Jozachar, the son of Shimeta, and Jozabad, the son of Shomer, his servant, struck him. So he died, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Then Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place. In this chapter, I want to spotlight our memory verse, which says, Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. The Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart from you." This is Joshua 1:8. "For you shall meditate on it day and night, then shall you have good success. The Bible also says in Proverbs that by my instructions that you would succeed. This means that when you actually follow instructions, you are good to go. When you follow the instructions of God, when you obey God, you are simply good to go. This guy did what was right in the sight of the Lord. All is this because he did what Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Jehoiada the priest was led by God. So definitely, Joash was led by God. So he followed everything that the priest had instructed him. But there was a clause. Something is meant to be noticed here. They said Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. That means at a point, Jehoiada stopped instructing him because he was now old enough. We see that even after he was old enough, he was wise and he was like, let's be smart. Let's be business minded. Let's know what we are doing here. The house of God, the temple of the Lord is dilapidating. How do we set a structure towards making sure that there will always be funds for this place? And then he thought about it. And then he was given an idea by God. Definitely. They came up with a system of collecting money, clean money, not the money from sin offerings. So every money that you just willingly decide that, oh, I'm going to go into the house of the Lord, and this is an offering from my heart, they will put it inside that box. And when that box is full, they would use it to take care of the house of the Lord. And that's what they were doing. Another thing you can learn from this chapter is structures. Learn how to place structures. Structure around your spiritual life that will make you pray, that will make you study. Structure around your business. So that when you're not around for like 2-3 weeks or even a month, your business will still be going and remitting money for you. Structures are very, very important. Structures around your finance, saving, investments, and all the other great stuffs. Having a percentage and knowing that this is an automatic thing. Structure around your emotions. Structure around every area of your life. Set structures. And this is how we end today's Bible study. I hope you guys have a great day. Feel the inviting the Holy Spirit into your daily activities. I love you. And Jesus loves you even more.